welcome to the next installment of Late Night with Burst, where you just get a chance to hang out with us. Each time we'll do kind of a different activity. Last time we had a movie night, and whoever's interested participates, and then we all just have a chat afterwards. Doesn't necessarily stay on topic, but just kind of a chance for everyone to hang out after hours. I'm Allison, and this time I was joined by Liana.
Hello.
And Sarah.
Hi.
And we were all interested in paranormal stuff. So, we just kind of all bonded over that. And with this kind of opportunity, I thought it'd be a good time to watch some of those, because there's so many paranormal shows out there. Watch some of those. We watched two of my favorites. I'm not promoting them in any way, just the two that I happen to watch most regularly. But we watched an episode of The Dead Files and Ghost Adventures. So, and now you guys have both seen shows like this mm-hmm. before, but never these shows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One interesting thing about it is that in the States, they are very into those kind of programs. They have lots of ghost hunts, but I never heard of a British program about it. Did you guys already?
I haven't, no. I think, well, I know obviously the States is so large that there's a little bit more money for TV. They have quite a lot of, I know Ghost Adventures in particular goes over to the UK because they always like send out tweets when they're going to start their shows in the UK. But yeah, it is an American team, an American show. And even then, even though there are like a few, in comparison, it's not common in the States. And they're like pretty low profile unless you're into those types of, because they're on certain types of channels.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine those shows being on kind of mainstream.
Yeah, networks, you know? Well, it's not for everyone.
Yeah.
And I find, I mean, this show is in no way us debating whether ghosts exist or not. That's got to be your personal choice. Mm-hmm. I've come to realization of that. I personally do, and I have an interest in it. But yeah, I find most people are either believers or skeptics.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think when it comes to watching those shows, if you believe in that, you will confirm your beliefs with the evidence they show. But if you're a skeptic, you're going to try to find scientific explanations for what happens. Like, oh, that light was dust. Oh, that shadow was someone that did that. So
yeah.
It's very interpretative, I think.
Yeah, I know my dad is like one of the biggest skeptics in the world. And... He would just wander in and, you know, make comments like that all the time, and or you'd be telling him about something really interesting that you saw, and he'd just be like, yeah. If you want to believe that, yeah. So.
Yeah. It's kind of similar in my house. My mom and I are both really big, like, fans of these shows. Mm. It's kind of something we do together, a bonding activity. And we both believe in the paranormal and have an interest in it, whereas my dad is less inclined to it. I think he's just being nice to us, or we've kind of turned him around to think, well, okay, maybe. So he's less of a skeptic, but he's still not 100%, especially with these shows. He'll be like, are you sure they didn't just do this to make you watch?
Yeah.
But I don't know.
My parents, they are very religious, and my mom, she believes in those things, and she doesn't like to watch because she thinks it attracts for you. And my dad, he's very afraid of everything. So when we start talking about, he's no, let's change the subject.
Yeah, that is interesting. I think later on, we'll have a little bit more of a chat, but I think later on we should try that, because I know a lot of times when you talk about it, it kind of attracts it. And like, I've had certain instances where that's happened, but I feel like we'll save that.
Yeah.
Save that for later in the show, so we're not just the whole time being like, oh, did you hear that? Oh my gosh. Because that might be kind of boring for everyone else. But what made you interested in the paranormal? I'll start with Liana.
Okay, I think I was interested in it since forever. When I was a kid, I liked to read a lot, and I read some stories from the kids' library about like spooky stories, and I always liked it. I think I was born with this kind of interest in paranormal things and dark things.
Have you ever had any paranormal experiences?
No, I haven't. I really wanted to once. Like, I'm afraid of having it, but I wanted to because I think I believe in it, but I wanted to prove like myself from experience to really, you know.
And yourself, Sarah, what's made you interested?
I think it was when I was a kid, kind of hearing some stories that kind of the older people in my family would tell about experiences that they had or that they had heard of other people having. That was when I was first kind of interested. And also, there used to be a house on my street that all the kids used to say was haunted, and I'm not sure how true it was, but I was always really curious and really wanted to go inside and find out, but I never did. So.
Oh, did you ever have any experiences?
There's been a couple of occasions where I thought I might have just seen a quick flash of something, usually after someone has died and things like that, but I've never been quite sure whether that's just kind of seeing what you want to see almost, or yeah. But yeah, I've thought a lot about, you know, if people could just come back and give you a sign that there's something out there, that would be quite good.
Yeah. I find it interesting that you said you started to be interested because all those stories that you heard when you were a kid. I know, based on like stereotypes and things that you hear, the Irish are quite superstitious.
Yeah, very.
Yeah. And I mean, I have Irish blood, but it's a majority share, I guess you'd say. Like, I have a large percentage of Irish within me, but it's long gone. It's not like my grandparents were from there or something.
Yeah.
So some of that could have gotten lost. But yeah, from what I know, yeah, very superstitious.
Yeah. Especially women of a certain generation, I think.
Really?
Yeah, they just revel in this kind of stuff. If someone has a story about something, everyone will crowd around and they'll just want to know.
Oh, that's so interesting. Well, they can tune into our show. And Liana, is the Brazilian culture very superstitious?
We are very, because we are a very Catholic country, and we also have a heritage from slaves and African culture and Native American culture too. We are very superstitious about everything, but when it comes to investigating ghost hunting places, we don't really hear much about it because I think people are very scared.
Yeah, that makes sense. I get that. I have a lot of friends like that where they believe, but they don't want to they don't want to mess with it, so they just leave it alone. And if something happens, I mean, they'd pretty much sell their house if something were to happen just to be like, I'm not messing with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I didn't grow up with like a lot of superstitions, really. I did grow up with like religion, but I don't know that really played too much into it. I think it was just, I did have a few experiences of, seeing loved ones after they passed on and hearing like messages, I guess, and being really freaked out by those things, that then I was like, okay, I think that's kind of what made me interested in it, and also what makes me believe.
Yeah, there was a story that there was one particular story, and basically it's quite a complicated setup, but it was an uncle of my dad's, except he wasn't really his uncle. Basically, he was raised with my grandmother and her siblings as their brother, but he was actually a cousin. His parents had died, so their parents brought him up, basically. But their father had been dead for quite a few years, and he had just had an argument with their mother and, you know, said a few things that were quite hurtful about, you know, well, you're not really my mother, that kind of thing. But he was cycling to work. Now, this would have been like maybe the 50s or something. And he always swore, and he wasn't the type to kind of make stuff up. He always swore that he felt the bike being lifted off the ground and heard their father's voice telling him to remember. And that was all he said. And he took that to mean, you know, remember everything she's done for you. She's brought you up, that kind of thing.
Oh, that's freaky.
Yeah, so that was one that really, like, stuck in my head, because everyone used to talk about, remember that story he told? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, remember.
Yeah.
Remember the story. Yeah, I don't know that there's any... Did you guys hear that? It's already happening. Well, I guess if we're going to come to that, there was one time where my friends and I were driving under this underpass in the town that I grew up in, and that particular underpass was like said to be haunted, and it was said that like activity would happen there and things like that. And I didn't really take it that seriously in that moment, because it was you know, daytime, we were just driving, and it was just kind of like girls gossip. Girl talk, hanging out. One of my friends was saying that she was like, whenever you talk about it, things happen. And we were all kind of like, okay, whatever. Not expecting anything to happen. But she was telling us this story because she was like, she didn't used to believe, but she went over to her friend's house who was like really into it. And at this time, like, I wasn't really that interested in it. So...
That really scared me.
Oh, what was that?
I don't know. Someone outside.
Laundry or something, is it?
Oh yeah, probably.
Oh.
When we were watching that, actually, I was here and I felt this rumble and I thought, oh my god! And then I realized it was just the washing machine next door.
Oh my gosh! It's already started. So anyways, I wasn't that interested at that point, but my friend was talking about like her friend was really into it, and so she went over to her house and she just kind of said, you know, don't really mess with that stuff when I'm here. But her friend was like, no, someone's here with us. And at that moment she grabbed glitter and like put it up above her head and like dropped it, and apparently it went around a figure and it freaked my friend out, and that's when my friend started believing. But then when we were talking about that, and we just talked about things happen when you start talking about it, the car started making noise, and we were all just like, oh my gosh. Of course, now somebody's playing pool next door, so... Mm-hmm.
You were telling me that story a few weeks ago in our room, and then your phone did something without
you. Yeah, Siri just came on without me even touching it. It was so weird. And we both just looked at each other and I was like, oh my god, did you hear that? So yeah, we'll see if it happens throughout this program at all. We'll have to like keep our ears out. Of course, now we've got some neighbors playing pool next door. So don't, that's not anything. We're not trying to trick anybody. I promise. Just recording this in the space we watched right afterwards. But...
There is this very famous series of Supernatural, and did you guys already watch it?
I don't like it. I hate to be that person, but I don't. I have a lot of friends who are really big fans.
No, but the thing is, I used to, but they got so many seasons that I'm tired of watching this, but whatever. In the series, they have lots of techniques to get rid of ghosts, and the most popular is when a ghost is haunting your house, they usually... find out the bones and burn them, and then the ghost goes away. Like, what do you think about it?
I think that's horrible advice.
Really?
Because from what I know, Native Americans, they knew what they were talking about. In my opinion, they knew what they were talking about. They knew that that stuff existed. They knew how to keep it happy. They knew, and they are very much into, like, sacred burial grounds, and that the whole body has to be together. And it's in my belief system that if you desecrate a Native American burial ground, whatever happens to you, you deserve it. Like, that's just because you shouldn't have done that. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows not to do it. So you run the risk of, by burning the bones, that you just desecrated a Native American burial ground. And even if you didn't, even if it's just someone that now is really mad at you, I don't know. I don't know that the bones affects the soul. That's just my opinion.
Two different things.
Mm. It was weird because I knew someone who felt very strongly that cremation meant that you wouldn't go to heaven.
Mm. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and it was weird because I never thought about that before.
See, it was weird because in one of the episodes that we watched, there was a cemetery and then they moved it, mm-hmm. which I've heard stories like this before where they don't move the bodies at all,
yeah.
they just move the headstones, or they only move some of the bodies, and some of the bodies get left behind, and then homes or businesses get built there, and you unknowingly potentially are above a cemetery, mm-hmm. and dead bodies, which that's not cool. But when I was watching that, I was thinking, like, that's why you don't bury your dead. Like, that's why cremation's the way to go. I don't want to be, like, called back or, like, stuck here just because I got buried.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know years ago the Catholic Church were really against cremation. I mean, they've since changed their whole view on it. But, yeah, they just... I think that's why, definitely in Ireland anyway, no one was ever cremated years ago until recent years, I think.
Yeah. I think that does have a lot to do with it, because I know, like, some of the older generations in my family were very superstitious of it, and were very, like, they all had burials. I've never been to anything where they got cremated.
Mm.
I personally think that cremation, it's nice, it's sustainable. I think it's cheaper than burying someone. Like, I wouldn't mind being cremated, but I don't know how this works in...
The cheapest is actually selling your body to science.
Really?
Yep.
Oh.
Because then, like, a university potentially would buy your body to study it.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's too violating.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really know what I want. I haven't come to that.
Mm. Yeah.
I just decided that I don't want to ever make the decision, so I won't know one way or the other.
Oh, there you go. That's smart. That's smart.
Just let them do what they want with me.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
But I also think that if ghosts exist, and if they because they have something unsolved here before they died, and they keep trapped in this world because they have unfinished business. And I don't know. What do you guys think about it?
Hmm. Yeah, that's what I hear a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, it seems to make sense. Because then I always wondered, like, what about the people who you never see any sign of them again? Does that mean that they're completely fulfilled and everything's great?
Yeah.
My personal beliefs are that there are ways for you to get trapped here, even if that's not what you want. Even if you don't have unfinished business. But there's also the chance that you die and you don't know you're dead. Mm-hmm. And then you're just trapped in this awful situation because no one can hear you, no one can see you, and you're going through this pain. And you're stuck in that forever until, you know, maybe you're lucky enough to get moved on or move on somehow. But I also believe that you can come and go as you please once you've moved on. So, like, I don't know that I believe in heaven and hell as they exist or as they're defined. But there's another world or dimension beyond ours where so people don't have to be stuck here. But I think they can choose to come in between those things. I don't think you have to either be here or not be here.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just my personal beliefs.
Yeah. I remember my aunt saying to me, no, again, the superstition thing, she and her friends always used to have discussions like, oh, whichever one of us dies first, come back and tell the rest of us what it's like. And then one of them did die eventually, and obviously they're still waiting for her to come back. So, yeah.
Aww.
It was just interesting.
It was really weird because there was one episode of one of these shows that my mom and I were watching, and they happened to go to like a personal home and investigate it. And the mother and daughter had a word that was theirs. Mm. And no one else knew it. The ghost hunters came in, I guess, and they asked, they're like, do you know the word? Or I get the daughter asked, and the mom said it. And she's like, oh my God, I've never told anyone that.
Wow.
And so that was like really cool. But at the same time, me and my mom both freaked out because we have a word. Like it was something that she created because she gets paranoid and she was like, you'll know it's me because I'll say that. And I was like, okay.
That's a good idea, actually. We should all do that.
Yeah. Have a code word, yeah.
I have this thing with my mom that I touch her arm like this all the time. And I do unconsciously. I just touch her arm when I'm around her. And we are very conscious about this movement of mine. But most people don't know that I do this all the time. So I'm not thinking, I just touch her arm like this. And I don't know, like, it's something very close, like, from me and her, and not very people know that I do this, and I don't know, it's something special.
That's nice.
Yeah.
There's another weird story I heard once, actually. I think this was probably someone who worked with one of my parents, but they had a birthday party in the house, and the whole family were there, and I think she went out into the garden, and her dad was quite elderly at the time. He was just standing there in the garden, just looking at her, and she said, what are you doing out here? You know, it's cold. Why don't you go back inside? And he didn't say anything.
Mm.
And she went back into the house, and he was there in the sitting room. And she was like, you were just outside. He said, no, I wasn't.
Really?
Yep. That's what the story was, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. I think one of the most powerful ones within my family, like, that affected so many people within my family was my dad's brother went up to speak. My mom saw my grandfather behind him, like, touching his shoulder. And, like, she told my dad, and my uncle told my dad that he felt his dad's presence behind him, and like,
oh, wow.
They didn't know, they hadn't talked to each other, and it was my dad who figured out, because, you know, both of them had told, and he was like, oh my gosh. So it was kind of like a moment for everyone where they were all just kind of like, whoa.
Yeah,
tricky.
But did she see him like a full person or just a shadow?
No, she says she saw like half, like, torso-ish, but it wasn't... It was kind of, like, see-through.
Mm. Yeah, because when people experience those things, they don't normally see a full image. It's always a shadow or a form or something.
From what I know, it takes a lot of energy to become an apparition. So there are, like, different levels, which is why sometimes you just see, like, a colored mist, usually black or white, which, in my opinion, black doesn't always denote bad. It's just kind of like them coming together.
Yeah.
Then, like, you can start, they start to get more of like a body form, a person form. Then you start to be able to see like their features. Then, you know, they start to look more and more lifelike. And then also, like, dreams are a really good way for them to get in touch with you. So they say, for people who like believe or want to, you know, talk to a loved one again or something, like, to ask them to come into your dreams.
Mm.
That's been suggested.
Really interesting, because a while back I had a dream about my granddad, and my granddad died when I was like 9, but I just, like, my dreams aren't usually that vivid, you know, they're quite hazy, but he was so vivid in the dream, which I remember when I woke up I thought, well, you know, that has never happened. But he was just sitting in the chair in my house, and I just, in the dream, I asked him what he was doing here, because I was obviously aware that he shouldn't be there. And he said, I just thought I'd make sure everything was okay. And I woke up and I thought, does that mean something? Because I've never had a dream like that before.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I told my parents and they were like,
Yeah. My grandmother just passed recently. And I had a dream, like, really recently. Really, really recently. And I saw her. All I could think when I saw her was that she was so young and so beautiful. And we lost her to cancer. So, but she fought for, like, a long time. And, you know, she was in her 80s. So she lived a great life.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like, I don't know. It was just kind of a neat moment because I kind of took it to be, like, she's okay now. Like, she's healthy now.
Oh, that's
she
great.
Feels young and beautiful again.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just really nice.
Oh, that's so cool.
But yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it can be comforting to have dreams like that. I mean, because obviously in the dream I was a lot older than when I actually knew him. So it was just interesting to think.
Yeah.
Was he actually just checking up on things?
It is interesting. I don't know. It's such an interesting dynamic. And I totally understand not believing.
Yeah.
Or especially falling in that skeptic line of maybe just being... Because there's a lot of times, especially on these shows, where they start talking to people, and at first, you know, they're skeptics, but they say, like, oh, they don't believe. But then when you start really talking to them, it's kind of just them being, like, they're afraid.
Yeah.
So I totally get that. It is a weird thing sometimes. It scares me, even just like watching these shows. But I don't know. I find it so fascinating.
Yeah.
Sometimes you forget about this kind of stuff, and then it almost reminds you of your own, either your own experiences or what you think about the whole thing.
Yeah.
It just makes you think.
Yeah. Makes you like take a deeper look at life, I guess.
Yeah.
I think it's such an interesting subject because everyone can relate to it. It's something that it's within everyone. Even if you're a skeptic person, you deep down, I don't know. There's
everyone questions it at some point.
Yeah, that's exactly, I think, this, and that's why the word skeptic is so appropriate, is it's like, you still question. You can't be 100% sure either way, I don't know. But
no one is unimpressed by death, so I think that's why this is so interesting and so fascinating.
Well, yeah, because no one knows what happens afterwards, and you know, obviously, like a lot of people who don't believe or maybe don't want to believe, always kind of point to the notion of, oh, well, it's comforting to think that there's a life after this, it's comforting to know. To me, in many ways, it's not, because it's so much more unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's nice to think if it's all, like, happy-go-lucky, but I don't think it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you just let go of, like, what your human form needs and wants. But
I mean, I think a lot of people, when they lose somebody, they just want to think that, you know, they still know what's going on and that they'll still be able to see that everyone else is all right.
Yeah.
That's what they want for them.
And that they're, like, so much better in this next life, you know, because usually when you lose someone, it's to illness or age or things of that nature. So, like, you want to know that they're okay again. You want to think that everything's good for them. But I know, Liana, you and I are both really interested into, like, scary movies, scary stories, that kind of genre. And so I found it really interesting at the beginning when you were talking about that, and talking about liking some of that stuff. Whereas I personally, I mean, I love scary movies. They're hard to scare me. Most of the time I find them funny, and then I think, wow, it was a waste of time. So when they really do scare me, it's like the best thing ever.
Yeah, me too.
But I think I struggle a lot because I am so interested within, like, this, the paranormal, and so I've watched all these shows, like, done research. And so some of my beliefs are kind of, like, set, And so that's why sometimes when I watch some of these portrayals of like a Hollywood version of it, I just go, come on. Come on. So I think that's why I struggle sometimes, because it just seems a little bit overstretched. Do you ever feel that way?
Yeah, I think that scary movies, they have in a very specific format. They don't innovate anymore, I don't know. But yeah, I think when you see like Japanese horror movies, for example, they are very different. They are more explicit, I think. They move you more personally, like that's my opinion. But
oh, interesting. I should check one out, watch it. See how it goes. Yeah, because I find it's difficult to scare people.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's that people don't really want to be scared, so they don't make it that scary. I don't know what it is, but I just don't find a lot of them that scary.
Yeah. I think it's difficult to make people scared and to make people laugh when it comes to a film.
Yeah, exactly. I think comedy is also a hard genre.
Yeah.
Are you interested in like scary movies, Sarah? Or
not at all, which is funny because I really engage with the stuff that's factual.
No, it's my mom's the same way, and I've dragged her to so many movies, and it's I feel bad because she'll be freaking out and I'm laughing, and then she just gives me this look like, stop it.
Yeah, I get so paranoid.
Yeah.
And yet I don't with this stuff, which is, I still don't know why really, but yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that there's a direct correlation between paranormal and scary.
Yeah.
But there are ties, certainly. So it makes sense. I can see where you could be interested in one, not the other.
Mm.
It's not like cake and cupcakes. If you like one but not the other, it's kind of like, come on. Come on. They're basically the same thing. One's just a mini version of the other. How can you not like that? It's cute. A girl's version of everything. If it's mini, it's cute.
I totally agree.
Yeah, exactly. Even just like ordinary things, when they're miniaturized, you're like, oh, it's so cute.
Mini is cute. Definitely.
But, yeah, that's so true.
A mini ghost.
Well, shall we give it one more try to just kind of see if anything happens now that
the
potentially players. our pool players are gone?
Yeah.
Are there any more stories that people know? Just so we can talk about it.
I have this story that my friend told me that I got really impressed. Is that her nephew, he was learning how to walk, and when he was learning, he always like tripped and fall and tried to walk and tripped and fall all the time. And then when he got a bit older, they showed him a picture of his grandfather that has already passed away. And he said, oh, is this guy that was like pushing me when I was learning how to walk?
Wow.
I heard like wind.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
In the test cam. I didn't know if anyone else heard it.
Yeah.
I heard it.
Oh my God. Made my heart race.
Wow.
But yeah, I love this story because there's no way he would know.
And with children as well, you know, like, I mean, what more proof do you need?
That's sweet though. That's a sweet story. I have a friend who grew up in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
He moved to the States later, but he grew up in Brazil, and he has family that still owns the house that he grew up in, and he was gonna go back to visit, and he was telling me that when he was a little boy, he just used to sit and stare in this one room because there was this lady there. And when he went back as an adult, the lady was there. He saw the lady again.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But they say children are usually like more perceptive.
Yeah.
They say animals as well too, so it always kind of freaks me out.
They will stare at a corner.
Yeah, I mean, cats are always interesting anyways, and I've grown up with cats, and they do weird things, which is why I love them so much, because you never know what they're going to do, and they do the weirdest things. But yeah, if they just stare off into a corner, if they start freaking out and like scratching at something, it always kind of makes me be like, what's going on? Who's here?
My dog used to bark at a corner and be like, what is he looking at?
Their senses are better than ours, like they hear better, they smell better, so I think they see things as well.
Definitely.
Like, there are always those stories when they always know when their owner is coming, or they feel something if the owner feel something, and there's a lot of stories like this.
Yeah, well, they know when you're sick.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They always like come to comfort you when you're sick. Mm.
They sense people very well. They are very intelligent. Like when you're sad, they know what you're sad, and they know everything.
Yeah.
About the childhood thing, actually, there was a story it reminded me of. It was something I said, but unfortunately, I don't remember saying it, so I can't verify whether I actually saw anything. But it was when I was about, I would have been four. And my grandmother had like died a couple of weeks beforehand, and we were in the car, and I was sitting in the back, and apparently I just said, "I can see my Nana up in the sky," and they just stopped the car and were like, you know, a bit freaked out by this, looking around, and just kept driving then.
Oh, that's so
but
crazy.
I don't remember saying it, so I can't say whether I did or not. And then I wondered, if I had, would I have remembered something like that?
Mm. Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I don't know. I did hear the wind again, though, when you started talking about that.
So did I.
Yeah. Weird. We have been having bad weather, so I don't want to... I don't want to completely... Because I know, like, people might listen to this and be like, oh, you could... We are not actually doing an investigation.
Yeah.
It's just kind of fun. Just kind of fun to...
All views are
to play. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, it was wonderful.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was. We should do that again.
We'll definitely have to do it again.
I'm definitely going to tell my mom about these shows.
Yeah.
We love watching that stuff.
Definitely a special interest. But yeah, maybe we'll do it again for show. If not, we'll just do it again.